Hi there, how you doing? This is Mr. P and Motivator. And yes, this is purely an American Rebel podcast. Even though it's a touch of Human Rehab, it's mostly purely an American Rebel podcast. And remember, as I said, it just takes life coaching and puts in the light of what's happening around the world and happening with our country. And the one thing I'm going to talk to you about real briefly is called Too Big to Cover Up. You know, all in our lives, and this is in general, in our lives, we try to do things, and sometimes we basically do things and we try to cover it up. Say you're having infidelity. Spouse, lover, whatever the case may be. You're having problems in your relationship, you go to somebody else and you cover it up. You have your friends cover it up for you. You have your coworkers cover it up for you. And you cover it up. It starts off just a very small little affair, turns into a very big affair, right? For years, right? Until finally it gets to be too big that you can't no longer cover it up, because all of a sudden people see you with somebody else and it gets to be so big that it causes a big problem, because you have been seen and therefore you can't cover it up anymore. Businesses that scam their employees, there are companies out that do that. I'm not just talking about multi-million dollar companies, folks, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about small businesses too as well. So get that out of your head, you liberal left people. But there are some businesses that do the same thing. They start off with small little things of taking and using their power and their money, their power and position and the money to do some stuff. But then after a while it gets big enough that you can't cover it up anymore. You can't. It's out there. All of a sudden it's exposed. And once it's exposed, bam, it's too big to cover up anymore. Then all of a sudden they have to find someone to take the fall for what they're doing, because it's just way too big for them to cover it up. Way too big. Politics. This is why it's purely American, an American Rebel one. Hillary Clinton. I am putting this to you, folks. The reason why Hillary Clinton did not, if she had more votes than Donald J. Trump in the popular vote, okay, she could have easily, even though we disagreed with her, she could have easily fought it like Donald J. Trump is doing. However, when that email scandal broke out and a couple other things of abuse of her power, because she was she used her politics for a long, long, long period of time before she was Secretary of State. That she did a lot of unethical stuff. And so therefore the reason I believe, this is my belief or personal belief of why she did it. I'm making a possible suggestion. The reason why she didn't fight the election and she conceded the election was because the email scandal, if they would have dug further and further and further into the email scandal and the Russia scandal, they would have actually found out that she and her people and the Democratic Party would not only affect her, but it would affect all the deeper recesses of the Democratic Party, like Schumer, Pelosi, and other people as well that are higher up, that would have actually affected them too and caused them to be getting in trouble. So therefore, it was too big to cover up. So she had to concede. That's just my thoughts on that one. That's just my thoughts on that one, folks. I mean, it's just too big to cover up. I mean, this election is one big mess. Donald J. Trump is fighting this fight, and he's his legal team is finding a lot of loopholes that the press is not even sharing with you. That me, the American rebel, I'm starting to do, and other people that have been doing, and they're still doing. And they're pointing it out to you what the press is not showing you, and what's not being reported, and it's not being said. Because it's being covered up. So, therefore, it's too big to cover up. No matter how hard you see CNN, or even Fox is now doing. Fox, which was basically at one time a very predominant, both sides, fair, correct, you know, type of, you know, giving the truth out, is now faltering now. Fox News is basically doing it now during the daytime and during that they're going along the lines of Matra now of all this the selection stuff. It's an alliance basically to get a power grab, but basically it's still they're trying to cover it up. They're downplaying. They put out some things on that I get that I find that I put out, but you don't see it. The stuff that you see on the Fox News app, you do not see being talked about too much with the shows. You don't, because they're getting part of the cover up. But the problem is, it's too big to cover up now, is my point. It's too big to cover up. The elephant's out of the room, and it's right in the middle of the room, and it's taking a crap right in the middle of the room. You can't help but to see the elephant taking a crap in the middle of the room. It's too big to cover up. It's just way too big to cover up. You know, they're trying to downplay and try to cover up the thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of America First and America First and Trump supporters that are out there. They're trying to drown out, not show them. They're trying not to show them in regards to it. Yet they're finding it awfully hard not to show it, because there's just so many damn of us that they can't there's nowhere they can go and not see us. Because there's a hell of a lot more of us than there are them. It's too big to cover up. They can't cover up the tons of supporters, the dozens and dozens of supporters out there. They can't. Why? Because they can't. Because there's too many of us. There's so many out there that are actually protesting, thousands and thousands and thousands protesting in their own city or state. At a Trump rally, there's thousands and thousands and thousands of Trump rallies. There's car caravans still. There's people that have Trump signs in there and America First flags, America First signs and flags on their lawns. It's too big to cover up. They can't cover it up. They can't hide it. You see, by trying to cover it up, you deny the truth. Again, by trying to deny something, and as it's building momentum and gets bigger and bigger and bigger, sooner or later you're not going to be able to hide it anymore. It will come out. It will break through your walls, and it will break through your means of hiding it, and they'll come crashing through, and you'll be knocked on your butt. Too big to cover up. Your own personal life, too big to cover up. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a world that, as the truth is, if you try to cover something up, all it does is gain momentum and get bigger and bigger and bigger until it's unavoidable. It's unavoidable. And ladies and gentlemen, then all of a sudden, then you blame other people instead of blaming yourself. when it comes to this government, when it comes to this nation, there are a lot of you that basically like to cover up. You know, you want a real America, but you like somebody else for the way they talk. So you try to cover up that, but then later on, you vote that person that you thought sounded good, but know deep down that they're bad for the country. You let them in, and it's too big to cover up anymore. You are seen for the hypocrite that you are. And for these politicians, they try to cover up how many people are America First and how many people are Trump supporters. And they tried, but they found out there's way too many of us. There's way more of us than there are of them, and so therefore they can't cover us up. So now what they're trying to do is make us look bad, and make them look bad, but the fact is they can't. And we are not going to be intimidated. We are not going to be silenced. We're just too big to cover up. This election stealing, too big to cover up, folks. There's so many examples of fraud in this country. From with this election, and a deliberate attempt to change votes and to switch votes around, so and mess with the election, so that Joe Biden's elected. I pose to you that if coronavirus was not a major thing, and that there was not an influx of mail-in votes. And there wasn't an influx of mail-in votes. A lot more mail-in votes than ever. We wouldn't have this problem we have. And Donald J. Trump would be still president. Would be president-elect. I'm just letting you know that. I'm a firm believer of that. Because it just doesn't add up what Joe Biden doing little work and everything else. It just doesn't add up. If it just doesn't add up, if the figures don't match, it doesn't add up. Podcast, beep beep, check it out. If the figures don't match, it doesn't add up. Podcast, beep beep, check it out. So therefore, it's too big to cover up. It's just way too big. It's like huge. Everywhere you go, you can't. It's like they can't deny it. That no matter what the mayors do or the voting people do to take care of it, it's huge. And ladies and gentlemen, it is a power grab. It is a well conceived plan that the Democrats had, and a well planned and well orchestrated that made Joe Biden so-called president-elect. However, they can't hide the fact this election was rigged and was stolen, and so therefore that's the reason why we're having such a problem with such a big hullabaloo about it now, because we know it was stolen, we know it was rigged, and we know it was tampered with. The votes were tampered with and switched over. It's just too big to cover up anymore. No matter how hard they try to cover it up, they can't. And it's like no matter how you try to hide and cover up how Donald J. Trump is actually fighting this the election results. No matter how anyone tries to hide it, and all the proof, it's too big to cover up. Way too big to cover up. Who knows how this is going to come out? It may come out that Donald J. Trump is president again. That'd be my hope. Because what he has done for this country, he's done more for this country than a lot of presidents have in the past so far in my lifetime. And therefore, I would like to see this country keep going in the same direction financially, economically, security-wise and all that. I like to see that happen because sooner or later we're going to have to take a back step. Podcast. Beep, beep. Podcast. Pay attention. Go back there. Because sooner or later we'll take a back step. But we're just starting to get our feet off the ground now. And if we have to take a step back because of a stolen election, there's going to be hell to pay. Not only for the next election, but during the next 4 years of Joe Biden being, if he is president, we are not going to give Joe Biden, we, the America First people, are not going to give Joe Biden a moment's peace. I would hope that the Republicans would stand together and band together instead of working for alliances, working with loyalty to the American people that actually let them in and who they're answerable to. The American people, who are you answerable to? Podcast, beep. Who you're answerable to, and basically go ahead and stand up to these people. Stand up to these tyranny people, because it'll be a slim majority or no majority, and then they're going to have to fight tooth and nail. Because their power is temporary. And if you don't stand up, people are not going to see you for who you are. And they're not going to say do as I say, see as do as they do as I do. They're not going to say see you as do as I do through example and do as I do what from what I'm doing. They're going to see you as do as I say, do as I do, not as I do. And you're not going to get reelected. They're not going to get reelected. Just saying. You see, when things get too big to cover up, then you can't hide anymore. And when you can't hide anymore, then it's seen for what it's worth and what it truly is. And it gets too big to cover up. It's awfully hard to contain and to jump back from it. Again, if it gets too big to cover up, not only is it too big to jump back from it, it's too big to take care of. It'll be too big to handle. So face it, and let's get the threats done and take care of these threats, and let's work at it. And let's let these people know, let's let these Democrats know that we are not going to put up with it no matter what the outcome is, and we'll be in your face. And even if we have to wait another 2 years or 4 years, if push comes to shove, and that is the case, we know there is a big cover-up, and there will be more than big cover-ups. But we won't allow it to happen. We will not allow it to be untold, unsaid, or hidden. We will put it out there and make it to, and we will make it big enough, and we will continue to protest and rally and make it too big to cover up that we, the American people, we that want a real America, America First, are not going to put up with it. And we will be too big to cover up, because we'll be in there, we'll be everywhere and visible everywhere. Not only physical and through rallies and through rallies and protests, and with Donald Trump as our commander-in-chief for this American Civil War against the socialist, progressive, communistic oppressors of the Democratic Party. We are not going to let them know. We're going to say, no, we are out there. We're not going to destroy. We're not going to get in your way of your life, but we will be everywhere that you look, and you will see how we are not thousands and thousands of people that we will not allow. We will not be happy, and we will let you know until you are gone, until you are done, and until we can stop you. We will let you know. We will let you know, and then for those like me, We'll flood the internet, flood their phone calls, and let them know, hey, we're not going to let this happen. We're not going to stand back while you screw up this country for your own personal power and own personal glory. And no matter how hard you sweet talk it, The only ones you're talking to, the only ones that you're actually hear or believe, are actually the people that actually are kissing your behind, because they have an alliance with you, and they want power at the time, and they in turn will lose their power that they have already, and position they have already, when you lose your power and position. Bottom line. All right, this is Mr. P, the Motivator, American Rebel. Say, go out there, protest. If you can, go out there and rally. And if you can't, then just do like I said, internet and phone, and let's show these bastards and let's show these people that we are not going to allow them, these progressive, socialistic, communistic, democratic oppressors, that we are not going to allow them turn this country into a communistic state, and we want our America back. Or we're going to keep America great, either one or two. Bottom line. Peace out, God bless, and have a great night. Stay safe and healthy. And let's be so big they can't cover it up, because you know what? There's a hell of a lot more of us than there are of them. Peace out, God bless, and love you all.